Curiosity. What are you so curious about?
Everything.
Mr. Curiosity.
Hi everybody.
I took the back seat to Nikki today.
Yes.
You feeling different back there?
No, I just feel like, we're all equal, male, female. But I still feel like the ladies should be up front. And admit it, ladies, the feminist movement, let's say you're on the Titanic. It's going down, right?
Women and children first.
Yes. Women and children first.
You're fine with that.
But what if there's some guy who says, oh, no, we're all equal, and he cuts ahead? Wouldn't you hate him?
Oh,
A little bit.
Yeah,
see? A little bit.
You got a point, I think.
I feel like I'm on display in this seat. Usually I'm
Yeah,
there.
I get to hide behind
I
you.
I know.
Now. All right, so
I
welcome.
I think visually it looks pleasing with the
way
we're
sitting.
Yeah,
it's good.
Look at that. So another edition of Mr. Curiosity. Your questions get in this bag. All you have to do is email them to what?
brownbag@wnep.com.
Yeah, and we crumble them up and put them in. These are questions that have not been crumbled up yet, so they're spares for another time.
Oh.
I just printed those
What
out.
If I want one of those?
She always has to cause trouble. Here, you want me to grab one of those? Go ahead.
I do.
All right. So look at, you know what? She's such
crumble
it first.
Well, that way I can uncrumble it.
Yeah, because you have to uncrumble. So I guess you're starting the fun.
Do I have to start?
No,
oh, yeah. I didn't mean to like take all
nope.
the.
Yes, you did.
She took control.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe it should have been in there. See, that's what you did to
the
yourself.
Question is for Joe.
Okay.
How are tornadoes formed? I can answer this question. We have these roundabouts close to the airport in Luzerne County. And every time the traffic goes around, it forms a tornado.
Is that a tornado? Real question,
no, it really is. Yeah, tornado.
But
right.
This is like asking. This would be like asking a physician, why do tumors form? This is lengthy. It's detailed.
That's not why we're here.
We don't have the time
sorry.
For that. But
we'll
to make it really quick and simple, it's just shear in the atmosphere, different wind directions at different heights, different speeds that causes twist. It's like if you get your hand and you put it in a lake or a river or your bathtub at home and you just push it. You see how everything swirls.
Mm-hmm.
So any type of differential movement of the atmosphere is going to end up in a swirl, but it's a lot more complicated than that.
Okay, I would suggest taking one from the bag.
Let her live with her stubborn decisions.
She had to go rogue.
She went rogue.
I like to rebel every once in a
all
while.
All right, you do.
I hope this is a good one. This question is for Mindy Ramsey.
Oh, I should have gotten this one. Oh, my.
When you are at home and not at work, do you prefer jeans, leggings, or sweats?
Wait.
What about shorts?
This is good.
This is
okay,
good.
Jeans, okay. Leggings, or sweats?
As if they're the only three options.
That's
what
all
about,
you get, Mindy.
What about
you
walking
pick.
Around in your underwear or walking
shorts?
Around naked
yeah,
or shorts?
You could do yeah. whatever. Yeah, I mean, shorts probably in the summertime I usually wear. In the wintertime, I like all three. I don't know. I do all three depending on what I'm doing.
You don't have a most common thing to put on.
No, I definitely wear leggings on the way to gym class, like on the way to my workout class. But yeah.
I'm going to dispute that and say, does anyone go home and put on jeans?
Well, I wear jeans on the weekends a lot of times.
But when you're going out and doing stuff, right? Or do you just wear jeans around the house?
Around the house.
Not just around the house.
I do.
Oh, yeah. When at your...
Yeah, I would never wear jeans just around the house.
Jeans are uncomfortable.
They're uncomfortable.
They're heavy.
I think they're comfortable. I like them.
What?
Yeah.
It's a thick, heavy fabric. It doesn't flex well.
No, but once you got them worked in, they're nice and comfy. And, I like them. They've got some nice pockets and everything. And,
you know what it's like to be Al Bundy. You just go home in your underwear and that's
stick
it.
Stick your hand in the front of your pants.
You don't put on jeans to be comfortable, John.
No.
Okay.
No,
Nikki,
I like changing out of my jeans.
What's your go-to, Nikki?
Are you a leggings person?
I like leggings. I like sweatpants, too.
Sweatpants are great.
Yeah.
What about shorts? Are you shorts people?
I like shorts.
Yeah, I'm a shorts guy around the house.
I'm usually a shorts guy around the house, too, even in the winter.
Yeah.
Really? In the winter?
But then sometimes when it's the real cold in the winter, I'll put on sweatpants or just the, like, lounge pants. Athletic, I guess you'd call them more athletic pants.
Right.
Something like that.
You know what I don't wear, which – what are those, like, nylon-type sweatpants, only they don't have the pull tight, more like a button? It's almost like a basketball practice pants.
No, I don't wear those. Yeah, they're like basketball practice pants.
So the funny part is when I had my hernia surgery about 10 years ago, my wife bought me those to be comfortable around the house while I was healing. And I hate them. I put them on. Whatever that is. It's like a sweatpant, only it's more of a nylon material. And it's
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So when I do put it on, my kids call them still today. This is 10, 12 years ago. My hernia pants.
Your hernia pants.
Well, if you don't like them, why do you wear them?
I only wore them when I had the hernia. And I, once in a while, I put them on now and they go, oh, you have your hernia pants on, Dad.
That's funny.
I don't do anything at home until I get changed into comfy clothes. Like the very first thing I walk in the door is get this off and get on something more comfortable. Yeah. So in the summer, that's always shorts and a t-shirt within minutes.
Yeah, same. Me too. That's what I do first thing when I get home. Take off the dress clothes, put on shorts and a t-shirt.
Well, you just said jeans, so now you're alive.
No, in the summertime, shorts.
I can't believe you walk around your house in jeans.
I do. I like jeans.
They're not comfortable at all.
Only for going places.
I think she's...
If I'm going out.
Yeah.
I do.
Maybe you have jeggings? Are they jeans?
Jeggings.
Stretchy jeans.
Oh, well,
jeggings.
You do know that I went to the Boscovs and I bought some of the jeggings.
Wait,
well, they're not leggings,
they're
jeans, but they're
stretchy jeans.
You did?
And I love them.
For
you?
I
love them.
Because they
are
actually comfortable. They look like regular jeans, but
they're stretchy material.
A little more stretchy.
But where do you go in them? Do you just wear around the house?
I'll wear them.
He'll wear them around the house.
John has jeggings.
No, I don't wear them all around the house. There's no way of knowing that they're stretchy, especially around the waist. I love them.
Oh, wow.
From the Boscovs. And I think they were only $19.99.
John has jeggings from the Boscovs.
$19.99. Perfect. That's close to our cutoff of $24.99 for any article
can't spend
of clothing.
More than that.
Right. And then if you wear your Walmart shirt, you've got a great outfit right there.
Do you know I almost wore the Walmart shirt to a party last week? And then I found out, fortunately in advance, my father-in-law was wearing the same shirt. So
oh, my gosh. That would have been so funny if you guys dressed alike.
You should have.
Yeah.
We're moving on. I don't want to pick this question because, look, it's a compliment. So what do I do with
that? Oh, yeah.
Do you need Nikki to read it?
Yeah, Nikki. Oh.
Yeah.
We obviously, not all meteorologists are as good as Joe.
Aww.
But does anyone track how often they get the forecast correct or incorrect?
The second part of that is good.
Yeah, the second part.
I guess that is. That part's good.
Did you ever see another station in our viewing area? Or maybe when you travel around, you'll see they advertise, so-and-so, according to blank, has the number one accurate forecast in the viewing area. You know how they do that?
How?
You have to agree to subscribe to their service. So if they're the only one that subscribes to their service, there's no competition.
So you have to pay for it.
So it's like if I said, who's the best basketball player at the Mindy Ramsey household? But to gauge who's the best, you have to subscribe to this service, and you're the only one that subscribes. So they come and they watch you do free throws, but no one else pays for this to watch anyone else in your family, your husband or your kids. So who's going to win?
Me.
You, because you're the only one that subscribed to their
service.
That's how they do that. So
I did not know that.
When they say weather rates, number one accurate forecast is by this company, it's because they pay them to rate them, and we don't do that. So it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Of course you're going to be number one because we don't give you our data. We're not
I never
a part
knew.
Of it.
I didn't know that either.
No, you know.
Thanks
it's
for,
a scam.
Yeah.
All right. My real question then is, since that one was disqualified, why does John Meyer's wife go by Rennie Workman instead of Rennie Meyer? This is like the classic.
It's classic, yeah.
But
yeah.
What?
I mean, a lot of women do this.
Yeah.
That they keep the name that they had on TV when they got started. The one of the main reasons is when we got married, I was the weekend anchor and she was the weekend reporter. And we just thought it was just going to be really funny if every newscast was, good evening, I'm John Meyer with our top story tonight. Here's Rennie Meyer.
Yeah.
So she's stuck with Workman.
And Mindy did that. And so many
You changed your name, right?
I changed my name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You did change
your name. Changed yours. But we've had others that haven't. Stacey's still Stacey Lang.
Right. Stacey Lang.
Yeah,
and that's not her married name.
Did you get married at your first station?
Yeah, I did. I changed it when I got married. Yep.
And you... Miss Feminist, I'm surprised. You
actually, wait a minute.
To the man.
No, I waited till the next job
to
change
to
it.
Job.
Yeah,
that
makes more sense.
I did. Yeah, and so then the next job, I just started off as Mindy Ramsey. The other job, I was Mindy Hageman. Which is kind
of
weird.
I think a lot of times that's one of the reasons is that you have your personality that everyone knows, and then if you just change the name,
it gets confusing. So. Yeah.
Plus, let's face it, Mindy Ramsey's a cool name.
It's a good name.
Well, that's so funny. I thought so too. But ironically, some of the people in the market, even people at the TV station, were saying, oh, are you going to keep Hageman? That's a great name.
That's not a good name.
I don't, yeah, I just, well, I mean.
I mean, it's fine.
I love my name.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I think it's a horrible name.
But I just, you know, as far as TV names go.
I like Mindy Ramsey. It has a nice ring to
it. It has a nice ring.
But then we have the problem where people say Mimsy Ramsey or something like that. They like. Can't get it right.
Well, people get our names all wrong all the time. I'm John Myers all the time.
Yeah, all the time, yeah. Schnedeker.
Schnedeker, Schnedeker. Yeah.
Now, wasn't Nikki Cries is nice and
that's
easy.
A good
Nikki
TV Cries name.
That's sounds a great, like a fake name, and I still
does.
Think it's fake.
It,
yeah, that is a
Everybody
perfect
always
TV
says
name.
That.
Do you have your license on you?
I don't not believe on
it.
Me.
Social
we need to
card.
Check it.
You don't it's believe
in
the
I don't believe she's
at my desk.
Where's your passport?
Could you go get that while we're doing the next question? Oh, you're up next.
Yeah,
I don't
Nikki's
believe
next.
Your name is really
I can.
Nikki
I can.
We believe you, Nikki.
We'll check later. We'll check later.
Nikki Cries.
I know.
That is
so
a great
fake.
TV name.
Yeah. I know. It does. It does sound fake. Everybody always says that.
And Mindy Ramsey sounds fake, too.
No, it's
it
not
sounds
fake.
Like exotic dancer names.
What? No, I mean, no, no. That would be something completely different.
Yeah,
that would be
I don't
like.
Think that's...
I don't know.
This is a statement. Do we want a statement?
If
a
it's
statement.
A good statement. Statements.
Well, it's for discussion.
It's yeah.
Nikki.
If it's it doesn't have to be a question.
So someone is saying, Joe, you keep talking about how old you are and the bike ride is getting to be too much. They're saying you should retire from the bike ride and let Anthony take over.
Oh.
Wow.
Interesting.
He is a young man. He looks like a thin. He's a runner.
Yeah,
he runs.
He runs like 10 miles a day. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
It's
know
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
But
who has that kind of time?
I want to remind this person that cyclists, you can bike well into your 70s and 80s. I'm only 59. That's ridiculous to think that's old. No.
No.
To that person.
Plenty more to go.
Whatever.
Plenty
more
to go. I think you've got at least 10 more bike rides.
At least 10 more. That's not bad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Almost all the way to 70.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I actually know plenty of people in their 70s that cycle all the time.
All the time.
Yes. It's
all the time.
I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest.
It's the same thing with skiing. I see people in their 70s and even 80s skiing, which
being
I think
active.
Is awesome. Yeah.
You got that right. So I'll ask Anthony, but no, I'm going to stick with this thing until my wife makes me stop.
I was going to say, that might be next year.
No, we're good to go, man. We're good to go.
I don't know. You've taken a couple falls lately. It's been, I don't know. You fell in
the
mud.
Mulch.
Squirt in the
you
face.
You fell in
water.
The mulch. I squirt you in the face.
Vision, high cholesterol.
Oh, boy.
I'm on
I don't
blood
know.
Pressure medication. I got a swelled out prostate.
I don't know. What
the
do you
end
guys,
is near.
What do you guys think?
You're this definitely is, getting close to 60 listing the ailments.
This is asking how a certain business stays in business. Can I do that, or is that rude to say a business's name?
What's John the police here?
Or maybe I should, I'll just say the type of business.
Yeah, maybe just do the last part.
Okay, yeah.
I want to know the business now.
No, no, I'm not going to tell you.
me too.
So here, how do mattress stores stay in business? Do people even buy mattresses in stores anymore? This is from Travis. It's
a
legitimate
question.
It is a good question.
People do buy mattresses in a box all the time.
All the time.
All of our mattresses in our house are mattresses in a box.
Yeah,
are they?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they're awesome.
Yeah, they
but
really
are. But besides
that,
let's say they didn't exist. When do you get a mattress? Once in a lifetime?
No, you should get one every 20 years.
Oh, good. No one does that.
People do. But the thing is, I do like to lay on the mattress first. I do like to try it out in the store.
And I think there's still a lot of people that do.
Yeah,
you do.
I do. I think
I
a lot of people like to lay on the mattress.
Do you like
and
to
check
try it out?
I do.
Yeah.
So you're a mattress guy. You're a believer.
I'm
a mattress
store
guy.
We've had the same mattress since we got married.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
But Mindy's right. They do say change your mattress every. Who does that?
It was so funny. My parents had the same mattress for like 30 years.
Yes.
I remember. And they heard that, you know, you should change your mattress.
Or at least
your mattress
flip it over.
Gets bad or whatever. Yeah. So they got a new mattress and they hated it. And they went back to their returned
they
it.
They did?
Yes.
And they used their old
they
one.
They used their old one.
Because if you're comfortable in your old one,
yeah.
It's probably the mattress company that did a study and a commission to promote buying. Mattresses every 5-10 years.
Probably.
I have the same mattress forever. Now and we have these inflatable ones. Not inflatable, but
the
mattress
ones in the box.
They are very satisfying when
they
you cut that
so
plastic
satisfying.
And
yes,
see them
and
turn
they,
into a mattress.
I know they are.
Yeah. Do you have that too?
I do.
Yeah.
I got the one in the box.
Nice.
Would you ever go to like a mattress store to buy a mattress?
No.
No, it seems so.
Because the one in the box, the one I have is great.
They're great.
Yeah.
But the only thing I will say about shopping for a mattress in person is it's a little awkward.
It's awkward.
When you're like laying on the bed.
You're just, because if you really want to test the mattress, and that's the reason for the mattress stores, which I think is great, but you actually have to full on lay on the mattress.
It's
not one that you can just like sort of lay on the
no.
side. You got to go all in as if you're sleeping.
And there's people walking around.
Actually, one time we were actually mattress shopping not that long ago, maybe like 6 months ago or something. And then the lady that worked there brought out these little like things to lay on the head of the mat.
Like what, roses?
Like no, like
roses.
Rose petals?
No,
what are you
like
doing?
Like some sort of like piece of paper like you would have at the doctor's office, you know what I mean? Like so that your head doesn't get on the doesn't touch the mattress.
Like a plastic thing.
Yeah, like a little plastic. Okay, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, "Ooh, this feels weird." Now she thinks my head can't be on the bed because it's dirty or something.
That's right,
I don't know.
And I'm like a caveman. I don't care about the mattress. I'll sleep on a couch. I'll sleep on the floor.
But doesn't your back hurt?
There are bad mattresses.
There are.
And if you sleep on a bad mattress, maybe I'm getting older. But no, I can tell.
It can hurt.
I can
well,
take it.
I think
I'll take a bag
wasn't
of leaves.
It you spend one third of your life sleeping?
Yeah, but one third of your life unconscious too. Who cares?
You know what they should do, actually? I think they should go all out with a mattress store and have like a hotel room so you can really spend the night there and try out the mattress all night long.
Not just lay on it to
yes.
test
the lots of overhead there, Mindy. I don't know.
I think
then
it's a great
have to
idea.
Jack up the prices.
I don't know. I want to know what it's like to sleep on the mattress, not just lay on it, because it makes a difference.
And when you lay down on the mattress.
I didn't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Inquiring minds wanted to know.
But when you're there, you also can't linger. Like, you want to get a real feel for laying on the mattress and what it's going to be like.
The whole
but
thing
then
is
you
awkward.
Feel like, well, they're wondering why I'm still laying here.
It's awkward.
And then if you're a side sleeper and you're rolling your side, that just looks weird.
Yes. And then it's always couples. And then they want to leave you alone because they want the couples to discuss
so
this.
So okay? Is it okay to spoon? Well, you
know,
no.
Okay.
No.
But you want to know if it's comfortable to spoon
no.
on.
No, John.
I better pick another question. Maybe were you last?
Spoon, what are you going to you gonna lay there?
Yes,
on your
I was last.
Are you gonna put
at
on your
the mattress
leggings?
Warehouse?
I'll put on my jeggings and I'll spoon
no,
on the, in the mattress
sleeps
store.
In her jeans.
Sleeps in her
Mindy
jeans.
Sleeps in her jeans.
Do not.
Good morning, Brad Brown Baggers. I heard a stat the other day that is hard to believe, and I need the team to weigh in.
Uh-oh.
The typical cumulus weighs over 1 million pounds.
Oh, cumulus cloud.
I guess. Is this accurate? And if so, how does that work?
A typical cloud, picture like the type of cloud when you were a kid that you would look up in the sky and, oh, that looks like a giraffe or that looks like a clown. That cloud is made up of countless tiny little drops of water suspended in the atmosphere. It's not, a lot of people think it's like an invisible vapor. It's not. It's water droplets. So tiny, they're suspended in the air. So if you were to gather them all together, remember, a cubic foot of water weighs over 60 pounds.
It's heavy.
So yeah. If you get the little droplets of water in one typical cumulus cloud and bring it down to the earth, it would weigh millions of pounds. Elephants
wow.
weigh
pounds. Wow.
Yeah, that is real. But they're suspended by air currents and they're fragmented. So you don't think of it as weighing a lot. But every cloud is really tons and tons and tons of water.
That blows my mind.
Think of the scene.
Because you don't think about that when you're
yeah.
looking
no,
up at the fluffy
you don't.
Cloud.
Well, think of the scene in Fargo where the guy has the wood chipper.
Why are we going there?
I did not expect
he
that.
He gets the body and he's wood chipping the body and making a spray out of it.
Yeah.
That's what you can turn yourself into. Billions of little pieces.
I don't think that really is an analogy.
No.
And
that's
I thought,
he's so good at analogies, and that one works.
A cloud is nothing more than a chopped up, wood chipped mass of water.
Since when do you watch movies?
I love Fargo. Fargo's
really?
One of my favorites.
Oh, I like Fargo
times,
too. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good one. So you like the Midwest?
It was a great movie.
Oh.
Of course, the snow.
Don't you
all,
know?
The snow is all blood red and everything.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't
yeah,
you know.
That's excellent.
Who sent that question in? Because I was just talking about that with someone.
You
the
were?
Other day. Yeah.
Ed?
No.
Not Ed?
Not Ed.
Ed brought up that same question?
So, yeah, about clouds.
And that they have a weight to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Milo, it's your turn.
Every
right?
grain of dust in the atmosphere has a, well, when water condenses, had a water droplet around it. And they're very small. And they can be suspended by currents. But if you get them all together, they're going to weigh a lot. This thing has been in there for a long time. Can you bring back the Boris Yeltsin video? We had that question before.
We did. So pick another one.
Things come and go, and that thing we...
Can't we? Well, if you could find it, could we bring it back?
Just one Friday?
Maybe.
Yeah, just one Friday.
I want to see Putin doing it. That's what I want to
see. Oh, the Putin dance.
Remember, Boris Yeltsin was a revolutionary. He wanted freedom. He wanted to bring Europe together. Now it went back in the other direction.
I don't think Putin's going to do that dance.
No. I don't think so either.
Hey, morning crew. Just got done making chicken parm for dinner.
Ooh.
Yum.
What's the best way to flip the chicken without the breading coming off? No.
That's a tough one.
I've been using thongs, but every time I flip it, a small chunk of the breading comes off. Because yeah. I am not a cook in any way. Go ahead, take over.
I mean, tongs work, but I mean, you could try.
That struggle's real.
That struggle is real.
I make chicken parm all the time. Everyone in the house likes it.
Well, how do you flip? Yeah.
I use the tongs,
yeah.
But something always comes off.
Something always comes off. You just replace it.
But I think the flipper scrapes it off even more if you're not good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you flip it like a pancake? Could you do that or no?
That's what he's saying. Yeah, it scrapes it off even more.
No, I mean, get the whole pan and go,
oh.
Oh, I don't think that would work.
Yeah.
Well, then it would all come off.
That could be a mess.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
So, Mindy, what do you
think?
I don't know.
With chicken parm, every like centimeter of that coating has to be on there because it's so good.
Because it's
so good. Yep. It's my favorite.
I love it.
I didn't know that was your
favorite. I make it all the time.
It's my favorite.
I love it.
You're a chicken parm.
I love chicken parm.
Do you make it yourself?
No.
Okay. No. I wasn't sure. I didn't know if that was your favorite
recipe. I actually
make
a pretty good chicken parm.
Let's go to the Meyer household and have chicken parm.
John.
My wife laughs whenever we go to a restaurant. That's like one of two things I get, either chicken parm or a turkey burger.
Those are your two go-tos.
Like, she's like, you get the same thing every time.
But you like it.
Because she's getting Calabrese chicken and sea bass.
Oh, I love sea bass.
Hey, like chicken parm or a turkey
burger.
If that's what you like.
I know.
Or pierogies.
I can't step out of my my norms. Or pierogies. Yeah, if they have pierogies. No, I don't like getting pierogies because they're like, you get three of them and they're like $12. You can't get pierogies
true.
At a restaurant ever.
That's true, yeah.
And it's
that's
always a appetizer, which is ridiculous. How dare they insult a pierogi?
That's true. They do make it an appetizer.
They don't make it a main dish.
That is weird, isn't it?
Well, the pierogi gets no respect. It's just like me.
Joe.
Nikki, what do you say?
Dude, someone needs to make a mashup of all the times you use the Jaws theme on air and on podcasts. Always on Wham. Please, someone make a compilation of Joe's Shark Attack music.
Do I do the dun, 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 dun.
Yes,
you do.
I just did it now.
Yes. I didn't know what he was talking about.
I didn't
until
either.
You just
I didn't know I do that. So when I ask a question, I'll be like, dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that either.
I didn't know I was doing the Jaws thing.
And you do it in the weather sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
it's kind of like you're waiting for something or anticipating something. Yeah.
Oh,
when she read that, I was
wrote,
like, what are they even talking about?
They wrote, dun, 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 dun.
That's funny. I never thought
people
about it.
People notice these things.
No, I didn't catch that until just now, but yes, you
when
do it.
We need
Jaws
a compilation.
Come out, it was because we just had the anniversary.
1984?
1970?
70 something.
I don't know. Something like that.
I think it's late 70s. The point is, there was just an anniversary, I thought.
Yeah, there was. I think it was the 50-year anniversary, right? So subtract.
We'll go like 75.
75,
because I remember
yeah.
going to that movie and being scared to death.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Everybody was scared
and
of that
think of
movie.
How many people did not want to go in the beach or the ocean.
Yes, it made people scared to go to the ocean. I bet it, you know what? I bet it ruined tourist economies all up and down the East Coast.
But I don't want to get too weird here, but I remember seeing the bikini girl swimming. And as a young boy, it gave me weird feelings I didn't understand.
And then did you have to ask your mom later on?
And then they got eaten.
No, but I remember those two things, being scared and being attracted to the bikini girl swimming.
Isn't that
so
funny?
So I was probably like 10. That seems early for puberty.
Well, early. Early feelings.
I guess you're an early bloomer.
Even I watched Jaws, because so I wouldn't have been alive when it came out, but obviously we watched it later on.
Right, later on, yeah.
I was afraid to swim in the lake.
Because of Jaws.
After seeing Jaws. And my mom was like, there's not sharks in the lake.
Right.
Nothing in here is going to eat you.
But yeah, what an influence. That was the first summer blockbuster I remember reading ever. And that started the whole blockbuster thing.
Wow.
That movie's fascinating too. Wasn't there a whole thing where they were trying to make a shark look lifelike, but they couldn't?
I don't know about that.
So then they never show the shark?
Oh.
Just the fin.
Just the fin.
Except when the shark came up on the boat.
Yeah, because the
whole
head is all fake, right? That's pretty interesting and believable.
Right, but I mean in the water and stuff, they couldn't make it look lifelike. I thought that was the case.
I think you're right.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
I think Mindy's up for the next question, but wait. Is it your turn?
No, it's Nikki's
you
turn.
Think
I
of that, though. Just one last thing on that Jaws. The dun 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 dun. And you see how like music in movies can be so...
I didn't know I did that.
That's so cultural. And that sound effect they came up for Jaws. Think of how many things that's used for.
That's another thing that I remember from that movie. I think it was Steven Spielberg, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
He didn't like that at first because the composer said, okay, this is going to be the music. He just plucked it on the piano. Dun-dun. And he was like, what kind of music is that? But it ended up being perfect.
Did you guys ever see where they do movie scenes without music?
And
it's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's
all right, so Mindy, this could be the last question.
Okay, yeah, this could be it.
All right. My IFB is not working, so you guys need to let me know. Why don't we call diesel fuel petrol like all the other English-speaking countries in Europe?
Do they?
Yes. Why? Oh, and then we spell tires, not with a Y.
Oh, T-Y-R-E-S.
But why don't we say petrol? Like,
because we're American, darn it!
We just do everything different.
Yeah.
They're all on the metric system. That's true. It's
remember when they told us the metric system was the future?
No.
It wasn't.
It tried to catch on. It's still in the science world, but we have to convert everything so the public can understand
it.
Yeah. Weird. One more question. We have to end. We have 15 seconds.
Oh,
we can't end on diesel.
Oh,
we can't end on petrol?
But it's a good question. Why is it called diesel here? I think there's a gentleman named Diesel who did something that changed society here.
Rudolph Diesel.
We're not going to make it.
Come on, we're going to make it. This is it, the last question.
I'm under too much pressure.
Get your questions in.
Why is it when I open a menu in a restaurant, I see a section called handhelds? I look through it, it's nothing but sandwiches. Why is it not called sandwiches? I mean, fried chicken is handheld, isn't it? Russell from Tower City.
We had that one before. Handhelds are sandwiches.
But handhelds has become a trendy thing now, don't you think? You're in the restaurant.
I don't
know.
It just sounds fancy.
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich.
Just call it a sandwich.
And before we end this, I'm going to build up for 10, 15 seconds the address so you can get your question in for next week. Dun, 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 dun. Mindy, you have to give the address. Dun, dun,
all right. It is brownbag@wnep.com. Send in your questions.
Now, every time you do that, I'm going to think about that question.
Yeah, that's true. And we need to start the compilation. Why does my IFB die every single Friday? So I can't hear anything.
And good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is 8:56. If you are watching Good Morning America,
what's all this, John?
You just missed something epic. The Mr. Curiosity podcast was just live on WNEP Plus. We were answering all kinds of interesting viewer questions.
And you can watch the repeat of it, I believe, on Plus. Just download the WNEP app and watch the old ones, the new ones. This comes out in an audible form next Monday. Mindy, it's everywhere, right?
It is everywhere.
And we answer a bunch of your questions. So get your questions in. brownbag@wnep.com, and we do this every Friday.
And we want to remind you, we know Good Morning America is a great part of WNEP, but WNEP Plus is here for, we're streaming every day from 7 to 9, so download it, just give us a try next week. We'd love to have you with us on our streaming platform.
It's free.
And now the forecast. All right, check out the next 7 days. So today, partly sunny, mid to upper 80s. Now, a normal high now is close to 80, so these are all above average temperatures, at least through the weekend. Could be a few scattered showers today, tomorrow, and Sunday as a front moves through. Look at Monday's high temperature. Mindy, is that freaking you out?
Wow, that's very September-like.
Yeah, we're
wait,
back
what
to
about
the
Tuesday?
70s. Tuesday, low to mid-70s into next week. So a cut in the heat and humidity next week. And that cooler trend is being promoted by an upper-level jet stream dip. And why do I mention that? That same dip is going to get Hurricane Aaron and keep it offshore. So no worries from a hurricane next week as it looks now. What you have to worry about, gang, is not fulfilling life's dreams and pleasures in summer's vibes. You better get out there and make it a good weekend.
I don't know. I'm going to say it. Summer's over.
No!
John,
no!
You keep saying
mid-70s,
that.
Summer's over.
Enjoy the weekend. Upper 80s, love it.
Yeah, I can't wait. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week and join us on WNEP Plus.
We'll see you there.
It ain't over.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.